John's Gospel, chapter 17.
It's on page 1085. Page 1085. John's Gospel, chapter 17, verses 1 to 8. Jesus prays for himself. After Jesus said this, he looked towards heaven and prayed, "Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him. Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours, you gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. For I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me." Thanks be to God.
I wonder what difference it has made to your life, becoming a Christian. Now, if you've been a Christian, as some people have, from as long as they can remember, can you imagine what difference being a Christian makes to a person's life? Well, there are many answers, but I thought I'd give you the answer that Jesus gave this morning. This is life eternal, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Well, that psalmist was, of course, a long time before Jesus, but at least he taught us and had the insight to see what Paul later saw in the Epistle to the Ephesians, that we were created and in the mind of God, chosen by him before the foundation of the world. So every Christian was chosen by God, not because their mother and father decided to have another one, looked at them and wished they hadn't. No, not that. Every Christian was chosen by God to live on this earth before he set the sun ablaze. And when I'm talking about creation, and people are arguing about all manner of things and Darwinism and all that, I say God is the creator, because no man, however clever, can create something out of nothing. They need something to work on, whether it be an embryo or what. But God created light out of darkness, and no man will ever be able to create something out of absolutely nothing. It needs God. And when he created, he chose, he wanted to have fellowship with the hearts of, in the beginning, Genesis, it says, Adam and Eve. But I want to say it means you and me. Because the psalmist said, before we were ever born, we were formed in the deepest parts of creation. So you, sitting here, and me, as Christians, begin our thoughts on what it means to be a Christian by realizing that we were chosen by God before the world began to be here. And what I mean is that he chose you specially, because God rejoices in differences, varieties. He didn't have an eternal sausage machine by which he created all human beings alike. Every one of us is different in every way. That's how God wants it to be. He wants you to be you. Not wishing you were someone else or anything else. He chose you and me. With all, knowing all our good points and our bad points and everything else, our life began before we were in our mother's womb. In the mind of God, we were chosen to live a special person in his sight. That's where it began. So, Jesus answers the question, who am I? I'm a special creation of God. And I was born in this world to come to know my Heavenly Father, your Heavenly Father, as revealed to us by Jesus. Because when we think of God, we can think of a great big blank in our minds. It's hard to think of someone eternal and beyond our thoughts. But God has done something special. Having chosen us, he sent Jesus to what is called reveal himself to us, to tell us things we would never have been able to grasp by our minds about God, to tell us that that vast eternal being is our Father. And the Greek word means daddy, papa. It's an intimate word. He's not way beyond us. He's our Father. And he cares for us every moment of the day and of the night. And Jesus came supremely to tell us that our Father is one vast person of love. A love so vast that he gave his only Son to die upon the cross for us. A love so vast that he will never let us go. A love so vast that he will enfold us in his eternal arms and draw us to his heart. A love so vast that he forgives all our sins. And when he forgives, he forgets. So if you have committed a sin in any way, And you come to God like I do and say, Lord, I'm sorry for thinking this or that. It's okay, I forgive you. In your heart you know that. But if the next day you repeat it again, Father, I'm sorry, he says, what are you talking about? I've forgotten it. So, don't remind me. I love you unconditionally. You can't earn my love, and you can't reject my love. It'll be with you always, and you can never sin it away. This is life eternal, to know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ. Because Jesus tells us everything we need to know about the person we call God. But not only that, a Christian lives between the now and what shall be. Because what Jesus said is not only that this is now life eternal, you've got it now. At this moment, you and I have life eternal. Because we are in communion with God, we worship God, we know about God, we love God, we try to serve God. This is life eternal, to know God. And knowing God is not sort of me and God, like that, like that. Interwoven into the being of God. But, as we've been singing, our life on earth is surrounded by eternity. Can you imagine if you had a great big white piece of cardboard that would fill this room side to side and end to end? Sheer white. And you've got a little pen, and in the middle of it drew a little line. That little line is your life and mine in comparison to eternity, which is on either side of us, above us and behind us and so on. And we know our life has a purpose beyond this life. This is life eternal. That means life with a new quality. Life with a capital L. Life with a purpose. Life with a meaning. Life that's good to be lived. We have it now. But we know this is not our ultimate home. We know we're not always going to live at this address, because this is life eternal means this is, present tense, now, life eternal to know God. But the word in the Greek, Zoe Aionios, meaning eternal life, means life forever. But it does not mean just existing forever. It means life with that new quality. We know we're at home, where we're meant to be. So, I've told men, I don't want a funeral service. Anchors have a very high church funeral service. That was their church. I don't want one. I want to be here, and I want a service of thanksgiving and praise. when I go, because I'm 84 now, but I shall be dead. I shall never have been more alive. This is life eternal. Life now and forever. Life with a capital L. Life with a wonderful fruition. Paul says the human mind has never been able to imagine, never will be able to imagine or conceive what good things God has laid up for those who love him. If we try to make this world with our eternal life now and think that's all there is, we shall get into a mess. Because answers to things like why does God allow bad things to happen to good people, the answer's not in this world at all. It's in eternity. I've got a list of questions that I want to ask God when I see him. If I can bear his presence, I'll say, Lord, 1, 2, 3, 4. But I know I'll never ask him. Because the moment I see God in Jesus, they'll all be answered in a flash. I shan't have to ask a question. I shan't have a doubt. I shan't have a fear. I shan't have any. You won't. Because we're in eternity. And we see life. Not like that little line on the white paper, but in the vast white sheet. And we see how our life fits into that. No, the human mind has never been able to conceive what good things God has laid up for those who love him. What is the meaning and purpose of life? Paul said, for me to live is Christ. To die is gain. So, we can walk through this world like many do, with a sort of day-to-day living and doing and things, and maybe some of us get married or have children, and God's here, and other people are there. That is not God's purpose for you. It's that interwoven into his being. My life is hid with Christ in God forever and ever. Forever with the Lord. Amen. So let it be.
I don't want to walk in the way of sinners, my delight is in your way. I am like a tree planted by the water according to his holy word. For he has promised to give me everything that I need as long as I have faith. As the grain of mustard seed, Yahweh above has filled me with his love, and I exalt his name forever. I don't want to walk in the way of sinners. My delight is in your way. I am like a planted by the water according to his holy word. For he has promised to give me everything that I need as long as I have faith as the grain of mustard seed.